Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Peak Masculine. We're diving into a topic that's super important for us men, understanding and managing anger. Ever feel like you're just one bad day away from blowing your top? You know that feeling when frustration boils over, and suddenly everything feels out of control? Yeah, we've all been there. Anger is a natural human emotion. But when it gets the upper hand, it can wreak havoc on our relationships, our work, and even our physical health. But guess what? We have the power to take control of our anger, and today, I'm going to give you some practical strategies to help you live a more peaceful life. First up, let's get real about what triggers our anger. It could be anything. Work stress, traffic jams, even that annoying neighbor who blasts music at 3 a.m. Recognizing these triggers is like having an early warning system. You know what sets you off, so you can start taking steps to avoid those situations or prepare yourself mentally for them. Think of it like knowing your weaknesses in a video game. Once you're aware of them, you can strategize and level up. Next, we need to understand the physical signs of anger. Our bodies are pretty amazing machines that give us clues about how we're feeling. When anger kicks in, do you feel your heart racing, get sweaty palms, your muscles tense up? Paying attention to these signals is key, because it gives you a chance to intervene before things escalate. Take a deep breath, step away from the situation if possible, and try some calming techniques like meditation or stretching. Now, let's talk about communication, the key to any healthy relationship. When anger starts brewing, it can be tempting to lash out, but that rarely solves anything. Instead, try expressing your feelings calmly and clearly. Use I statements instead of accusatory you statements. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me late," try, "I feel stressed when I'm running behind schedule." This helps you take ownership of your emotions and makes it easier for the other person to understand your perspective. Speaking of taking ownership, remember that you have the power to choose how you respond to anger. You can let it control you, or you can learn to manage it effectively. Think of it like a muscle. The more you practice controlling your anger, the stronger you become. Ever find yourself stuck in a loop of anger? Maybe you've had a tough day at work, and then you snap at your loved ones, only to feel even worse about yourself afterward. It's important to break this cycle. Find healthy outlets for your anger, exercise, journaling, spending time in nature. And remember, forgiveness is a superpower. Holding on to grudges just weighs you down. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're driving to work, and some jerk cuts you off. It's easy to get angry, but what if you took a different approach? Instead of slamming on your brakes and flipping them off, trust me, I've been there. Try taking a deep breath, reminding yourself that it's not worth ruining your day over something so small. Maybe even give them a friendly wave, who knows? They might be having a terrible day themselves. By choosing to respond with kindness and understanding, you're not only diffusing the situation, but also setting a positive example for others. So, what are the key takeaways? First, recognize your anger triggers and physical signs. Then, communicate clearly and calmly. Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to anger. Find healthy outlets. Practice forgiveness. And remember that kindness can be more powerful than rage. That's it for today, folks. Remember, living a more peaceful life starts with mastering your own emotions. If this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Let's keep the conversation going on social media, too. Use Peak Masculine, and let me know what strategies have helped you manage anger in your own life. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.